It was the drive for the extension, and we would get lists from unions, any organization that was legally allowed to give us a phone list of their members. But we would use often union offices where there were maybe 50 telephones available, and you work from this list. So I would call you and explain the plight that we were in and why we needed your support, and how important getting in touch with members of Congress was. So we would ask people for a number of things. Will you sign a petition? Will you make a phone call? Because back then, I think they would tell us one phone call equaled 10 supporters behind that. One handwritten letter might equal 20. So those numbers really counted. Those were the time of telegrams. So I would call you and say, may we have your permission to send telegrams to your particular congressperson in your name? And it's like about a $3.95 charge on your phone bill. And if they would say yes, we said, can we do this every month? And they would say yes. It was amazing support.